Around cattle country on the Southeast AgNet, well, the Beef Checkoff has been responsible for various research efforts over the years, and one of those concerns ground beef, as Dwayne Johnson, professor of meat science at the University of Florida, explains.
There's been kind of an upsurge of utilizing ground beef in maybe a more upscale way, and so we're looking at what we're calling premium ground beef and comparing it to commodity beef. And just trying to see what kind of differences might someone expect, looking at various raw material sources and maybe trying to upscale the ground beef and see if there's a premium kind of a product that can be produced that would really maybe hit the upper scale ground beef market.
Dr. Johnson said beef checkoff dollars are also involved in research concerning the aging of beef cuts.
There's a lot of the carcass, especially the middle meats, we know a lot about as far as the effect of postmortem aging. But then, again, there's some other cuts that we do not know quite as much about. And so we're looking at the effect of extended aging periods and some packaging methods and temperatures, trying to get a handle on, especially if you're going to have an extended aging period, to try to really capitalize on the tenderization effect of that postmortem aging that so many use, especially in the food service industry, to have a product that would really have a very consistent eating experience. And so we're trying to just maybe capture a little better understanding on some of the lesser known parts of the beef carcass.
For more information on either of these projects, just contact the Florida Beef Council. But he said these research efforts are just another way your checkoff dollars are being put to work.
Yeah, we're always trying to make improvements, and this is just a couple examples of how we can address the desires of our end users to maybe improve what we do and how we do it, and that's just a couple of ways we're trying to make that attempt.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.